Well, it was a cutthroat league, as you know, Tom, and three games, and you men and Donegal put us under pressure by beating us the first night out. So losing your first game in a three-game league left you under significant pressure. So we rode it back a bit. We rode the waves a wee bit in both the other matches as well. But as you saw, it was a very, very competitive mix with the Ulster teams, and there was very little in between it, really. And so I suppose we're delighted that we've retained Division 1 status, because we literally were only in 3 weeks before that, commencing with the training. And it's a first year for myself and Brian, and I think we're the only management outfit in Division 1 who've come in. So, listen, we're glad to be where we are. It involves a long road trip this Saturday, but that's life. Yeah. And we're happy to be in Division 1 next year.
Yeah. I know the regulations stated that, if you had only one home game, if you qualify for the knockout stages, that you would get a home game. But given the climate and the COVID and all the issues that are around us, a shorter trip could have certainly been, you would imagine, could have been sorted out.
Well, possibly, Tom. It flies in the face a wee bit of a lot of stuff, but it's been that way for a year or more now with the public health emergency, and everybody's had to adapt and be resourceful and be resilient. So it wasn't within our gift. Ultimately, the game's fixed for 5 p.m. in Killarney on Saturday, and that's where we'll be.
It's not an issue with you?
Well, no, not at this stage, Tom, absolutely. Yeah. Just, you find that football teams and players and managers generally just turn up and get on with things wherever, and that's where we're at. So at this stage, we're just trying to focus best on getting down there and being in a good shape to go and play football.
You were caught a bit cold probably the first night against Donegal, were you? Obviously the preparation, you hadn't got maybe as much done as Donegal had, or...
Well, yeah, Donegal are a seasoned team, and they've been about, and Declan's been about with them for a while. It was a nip and tuck first half, as you'll recall, Tom, and I think it was not 10 each at half time. So it was a busy first half, and we might have been playing catch-up a wee bit at times in that. Again, Donegal did seem to get some pressure on us at the start of the second half, and then when we lost a man, it left it difficult. But I suppose what pleased us most in that game, and really all the games, is that we went the full distance and we kept trying to the end. And, you know, a bounce of a ball at the two-point game in the end, you know, Donegal, a very, very solid and good team, and the threats coming at you from every angle, and have the master craftsman and Michael Murphy. So, you know, we didn't get the result, but hopefully it brought a bit of resilience to us, and as I say, it left us under pressure in the three-game league.
And are you happy with the way things, you know, since you've got your preparations done, or is your focus turned to championship like some other counties, or you probably got a little breathing space?
Yeah, well, it was good in one sense to get that extra week this week and last week. We'll not look beyond this weekend, to be honest, and I know the championship's very close and not far away for everybody. Some teams might be turning their head to it at this stage, but I think the way the league's going to go in the years to come, that might determine your championship status too a wee bit if all the voting goes the way I think people anticipate it to go. So a lot of teams this weekend will be very concentrated on their league standing, and you'll find this weekend will be a very interesting and I'd say entertaining and a weekend. So across Ireland, I would say a lot of teams will be really focused on this league game. Obviously for us, you know, it's quirky again in the sense that there may not be a National League final, and we're in a National League semi-final, but again, the public health emergency, we just have to be adaptable and live with these things. But our preference would be obviously to win against Kerry and then hopefully have a National League final against Dublin, but we're not speaking too well of our Donegal friends in that vein. But the only two teams that can play in a league final, as a matter of fact, are Tyrone and Dublin.
I think you played in the three games something like 25 players. Have you got a look at everybody you want to have had a look at?
Do you know what, Tom? We would like a bit more. We'd have loved to have had 4 or 5 McKenna Cup games to get a look at more and to see boys under match conditions and to stress test a few men. So, you know, 25's a fair spread, and we've tried over those three games to be somewhat fair, but in terms of game time and stuff, but it's very, very hard when you're facing results. And there are guys within the panel who've been extra patient and extra diligent, and they have to be respected for that. But somewhere over this whole journey, we hope that they get a fair go at it too, because, you know, you're never right. You're picking teams, hoping for the best at times. So listen, we would like more game time and air time for everybody, and we've more to look at and more to do in Tyrone.
I won't say you've unearthed new talent in Dara Canavan and Paul Donaghy. Obviously, they've both come through. Obviously, in the case of Dara stepping up from minor and under 21, and Paul coming through from a very successful club campaign last season.
Yeah, those two men have stood up well. Cormac Monroe has come in too. You know, Dara and himself were involved in under 17 All Ireland success. Paul had played underage, and it was part of our under 21 setup that lost out after a replay up in Ballybuffet a couple of years ago. So we need it all, and the clubs in Tyrone, and from the earliest of ages, are shaping players and building players and training. So that's a credit to everybody in Tyrone GAA, particularly around the clubs. And we're lucky and blessed that we get to mix with these guys at the higher level, and we just hope that they do themselves justice and show everybody what they're capable of.
As we mentioned already, you faced the daunting journey, what, 600-mile round trip, obviously starting tomorrow. But Kerry still have that aura about them as well. They may not been at the top table or taking honours. Obviously Dublin have dominated that scene, but Kerry still have an aura about them.
Oh yeah, well listen, especially for the older generation like ourselves, Tom, no disrespect to you, but from my age up, we still have the videos of the golden years and the Kerry and the Dublin, so, you know, it's an exciting challenge to play a Kerry and in Kerry too in that sense, but they, not just have they got that aura, you know, and that history and that pedigree and the tradition, they've a serious set of footballers at the moment, and you know, the David Clifford and others, Sean O'Shea, Paddy Clifford, you could go through every one of them, and to be honest, they're a serious, serious outfit. So, you know, we'll be up against it on Saturday evening.
And tell me on the availability front, have you got everybody?
Yeah, there's some issues always going on around football panels. It's a very rare day that everybody's absolutely crystal clear, clean to play Gaelic football, but we are very close to it, and there's a good medical physio team and others, and we touch wood, our injury count isn't very high at all, and we have a good deck to pick from this weekend.